In the last episode, I shared with you three simple ways to deal with distraction, and that has generated so much buzz across the internet and different people sending in their messages of how that has powerfully impacted them. And thankfully, we've also gotten some traction on major websites and different online platforms where people are now beginning to syndicate the messages we share on Wisdom for Your Week. Now, this week, I'm going to be sharing with you how you can deal with difficult people. What do you need to do to be able to turn that enemy into an ally, that opponent into a partner, that seemingly cantankerous and incorrigible person into the greatest evangelist of what God is doing in your life, in your business, in your ministry, in your space, and in the circles of influence where you operate? This is the crux of today's podcast as we continue our series on overcoming obstacles. This will change your life. So stay tuned because I'll be back to tell you more.
You are born for a special purpose. You were divinely designed to make a positive difference in this world. Be empowered as Dami shares words of wisdom to help you unleash your true glory. Receive a fresh infusion of faith to take on the amazing possibilities of this week. This is Wisdom for Your Week.
Difficult people, we have them everywhere, from the boss who seems somewhat unreasonable to the neighbor who's always complaining to the friend who refuses to forgive us to the outright enemy who stands in our way and promises to take us out no matter the cost. Difficult people are everywhere, and sometimes the people are not difficult, they're just going through difficult times. But how do you deal with difficult people? How do you convert that poisonous relationship into one that is sweet and not sour, into one that is productive and not counterproductive, into one that is peaceful and amiable and not disruptive? The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, follow peace with all men and women, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. This is an instruction from the Word of God, an encouragement to follow peace with all men. Now notice the adjective all. It implies that whether they are nice men or whether they are wicked men, whether they are considerate men or whether they are evil men, whether they are reasonable or unreasonable, whether they are intelligent or unintelligent, follow peace with all men. Please note that the challenge really is not with the difficult people, but the challenge is our perspective of how they respond, what they say, their condition in life. It's basically our understanding of those people. So how do you break this down? How do you follow peace with all men? Remember that the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 5, when Jesus begins to teach on the mount, he says, blessed are the peacemakers, for those ones are going to be called the sons of God. Now the people who are going to be called the sons of God are not the perpetual churchgoers, even though that's a good thing to do, or those who carry big Bibles and ring bells all over the world, or put the fanciful phrases on their BlackBerry updates or their social media platforms, but those who make peace. And the word there is make peace, which indicates that sometimes the peace doesn't exist in your space, but you have to make it. You have to prioritize peace above your ego, above your personal preferences, and your right to remain offended. Notice that you have a greater right to peace than you do have to offense. Three things you can do to deal with difficult people. Number one, find out why. Why is this person being difficult? Why is she being seemingly unreasonable? Why is my boss always on my case? Why are the neighbors always yelling and complaining? Why are my friends misinterpreting my motives or my moves and my actions? Why is my partner, my husband, or my wife not on the same page with me? Why are my children acting up? Why? Why are they coming across to me as difficult? Sometimes it's something that you're dealing with. but at other times it's something that they are dealing with or something that they have dealt with in times past. Realize that many people carry over life's experiences and they roll them over. So it's possible for them to be taking out their stress on you, whereas you're not the source or the cause of their stress. So ask yourself, why are they difficult? Why is this person difficult? Is it because of a speck in my eye or a log in their eye? Is it because of something I'm doing wrong or something that they're not doing right? Is it because of something that they've refused to open up on? Or is it because I just don't understand how they operate? First off, find out why. The second thing you want to do is to operate in love no matter what. And this can be a very challenging thing, particularly because we all feel entitled to a degree of respect, to a degree of acknowledgement. We want people to hold us in high esteem and baby us and pamper us and regard us and speak to us a certain way, and that's fine. But one of the greatest ways to operate in peace and to operate in bliss and joy is to operate in love. Now, love is not a fleeting feeling or a rush and a gush of emotion or emotions, but love is a decision that is predicated on my understanding that God loves me. And because God loves me in spite of my failures, my failings, my frailties, my difficulties, my challenges, my struggles, my sense of inadequacy or inferiority at different times in my life, I can also extend that love to somebody else. So how do I extend that love when the Apostle Paul writes about love in the book of 1 Corinthians 13? He says, love suffers long. Love is patient. Patient. I've realized in my own life that if I can just be a little bit more patient with people, if I can hold my emotions in, if I can reel my emotions in just a little bit longer, my conversations will be smoother, my relationship will be healthier, my contribution will be more meaningful, and I'll be able to deliver extreme value through my interaction with people. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not vaunt itself or puff itself up. Love does not behave unseemly. Love does not seek his own. Love is not easily provoked. Not easily provoked. And it does not think evil of other people. If you can operate in love, where you're patient with people, where you're kind, where you're understanding, where you're gentle, where you allow yourself to listen to them and not just wait to speak to them, where you can appreciate their nonverbal and verbal communication, life becomes easier. And number three, you want to pray for them. You want to go beyond just loving them and being there for them, to praying for them. You see, we gain favor with whom we pray and for whom we pray. Let me say that again. We grow in favor with whom we pray and for whom we pray. Could it be possible that the reason things have been tied between you and your spouse, between you and your children, between you and your business partner, between you and your boss, is because you talk with them, you chat with them, you laugh with them, but you don't pray with them? And in some cases, it might not be practical or very easy for you to pray with them, but you can pray for them. You can lift them up and say, God, help John, help Sarah, help Jumoke, help Ngozi, help Usman, help Muhammad. Touch their hearts, heal their hurts, empower them in the areas of struggles and difficulties and the things that I'm not even privy to. Pour your oil upon them and strengthen them with the ability to go through what they're going through. Let them see you in the specific situation that has posed a challenge to them. If you can do these three things, you will go a long way in resolving conflict, in eliminating undue stress, and in building healthy and vibrant relationships with people. You know, many years ago when I was leading the Rock Foundation mission in the University of Lagos, I had a couple of people who posed difficult. There was a certain lady who was supposed to be cantankerous and incorrigible and tough to deal with and very cold and crass. And she had a mean reputation, or a reputation of being mean among many people in the university. And I said to God, God, I know this person's a power broker, and if I'm able to get her unsighted and get her on the team, things will be a lot smoother and a lot easier. And by applying those three things that I've highlighted today, by being understanding, by being more inclusive, inquisitive and more interested in her by asking the why question, why she's difficult. I began to realize that she had had some nasty experiences with leadership and with men, and through the process of patience and love and prayer, she became one of the strongest advocates of that which God was doing through the work in the Rock Foundation Mission. Now, I believe that regardless of where you are right now, the same thing can happen for you. It does not matter where it is, but I trust God that this week, everybody who has proven difficult in your life will become more responsive, more open, more loving, and more understanding. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you so much for another week to make a contribution in the marketplace, in ministry, in the business world, in the corporate world. And we thank you for the gift of relationship and the gift of association. We thank you for the men, women, boys, and girls you've planted on the pathway of our destiny. And Lord, I pray right now concerning everyone who's struggling with a difficult relationship, that as they go into this week, there is life and wisdom and the ability to embrace those relationships, to love through those relationships, and to prayerfully transform the emotional state and the response rate of those relationships. I release right now supernatural favor, divine ability, warmth, engagement, love, and life in every relationship hereby represented. We give you praise and glory because we know we have answered to prayer, for it's done right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, why not send this to somebody who's complained to you about their boss or their wife or their friend or their neighbor, and see what God is going to do in their lives. And as you do that, remember, you are the answer to somebody's question. You are the solution to somebody's problem. So go out there today and every day. Make a positive difference, because the world is waiting for you.
You have been blessed by these words of wisdom. Now pass it on and be a blessing to somebody too. If you would like to receive more insights for your spiritual growth, visit www.askdammy.com/wisdom. You can also send a text message to +447 586 477 886. Have an amazing week!